Word of the Lord 2026. March forward. The Lord will make a way. Be enriched as you listen.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year once again. And are you excited? Thank God for 2025 and looking forward with excitement to what 2026 has for us. Amen. We know there are going to be challenges. We know there are going to be some things, some battles to fight and some mountains to climb and all of that. But yet there's an excitement knowing that with God, all things are possible. Amen. And so what we do each year, and we've been doing this for a long time, I think maybe from the very first year of ABC, is that on New Year's Day, we bring what we call as the Word of the Lord for us as a church family, as a community. And from the very beginning, we start with this disclaimer that, you know, when we bring the Word of the Lord, it doesn't mean that this is the only thing that God is speaking to us. And we understand that we live by the entirety of the Scriptures. We live by the entirety of the Word of God. We keep reading the Bible. All of the Bible is God speaking to us. So we don't say, well, that's the Word of the Lord is the only thing I'm going to live by in this year. No, we live by the entirety of Scripture. But the Word of the Lord is something we listen to God and say, God, what are you highlighting to us as a people journeying together as part of this community? What are you speaking to us? What do you want us to keep in our hearts? As we journey through the year, we continue to listen to all the other things that God is speaking to each one of us personally and follow that as well. And so we've been bringing that word, the Word of the Lord, year on year. And we're also grateful to people who, you know, share their testimonies and saying, and this is how God has fulfilled that word and worked that word out in my life as I journeyed through the year and as we hold on to it. So that's what we're going to do this morning. And usually, you know, around the month of October, we have to get all this ready because the other things need to be in place. And so we listen to God. We say, Lord, this is what God is saying. We prepare ourselves and we bring that word to us as a church community. So what I felt the Lord put in our hearts for 2026, the Word of the Lord, you can remain seated. Usually I tell everybody to stand up, but it's okay. You remain seated. You just stood up. So the Word of the Lord for 2026, and we put it in a simple phrase so that you can remember it. March forward, the Lord will make a way. March forward, because the Lord will make a way. And as I was praying, you know, God just brought into my mind that very, very familiar passage in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 and 16, as God's people were standing right in front of the Red Sea, the Egyptian army behind them, it seemed like they were trapped. It seemed like there was no way of escape. You can't go forward. You can't go back. You're locked in. And yet God spoke to them and said one word. He spoke to Moses. Now we'll read those scriptures in Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 15 through 16. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. The Red Sea in front of you. March forward. An impossibility in front of you. March forward. A mountain in front of you. March forward." And God told Moses, "But lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." So in 2026, the word of the Lord for us is, march forward, because the Lord will make a way. Seas will be parted, crooked paths will be made straight, mountains will be made low, valleys will be lifted, rough places will be made smooth, iron gates will be open. So march forward. Amen? And for each one of us, how we take this and apply it into our life situations, of course, will vary. Because each one of us are in a different season of life. We're journeying to different things. But keep this word in your heart that whatever you face, God is saying, march forward. The Lord will make a way. I also want to bring our attention to a few other scriptures that describe the activity of God as he makes a way. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5, the prophet Isaiah is speaking ahead of time. And he's saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So this is how God moves. What does he do? Verse 4. Every valley will be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. Now as you're looking at the way in front of you saying, God, this is going to be really hard. I may have to go down into some valleys. Or God, I'm facing some mountains and some hills that seem like they're going to obstruct my progress. There is no way getting past them. Or the way is so crooked. I don't think I will be able to navigate this in life's journey. It's so difficult. And yet when God is on the scene, when God is moving, when God is preparing a highway, this is what he does. Every valley he exalts, mountains he brings low, he makes crooked places straight, and he makes rough places smooth. And you expect God to do that in your life. Amen? In another place, when the prophet Isaiah was speaking ahead of Cyrus, a Persian king that God would raise up to carry out his purpose, here's how he put it in Isaiah 45, verses 1, 2, and 3. When God is going about to accomplish his purpose, here's what he does. Isaiah 45, 1, 2, and 3. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him. And loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double door so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel. So when God raises you up for a purpose, as he did in the case of King Cyrus, a Persian king, whom he raised up to carry out his purpose that he had appointed for his life, God said, here's what I'll do. If I need to, I'll subdue nations before you. I will move upon kings, people in authority. I will move upon them to change them. I will go before you. I will open before you the double doors. So those doors that normally would not open, God will open it. Those brass doors that seem this cannot change, God will do it. Again, he says, you know, I'll make crooked places straight, and I will give you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, the things that seem that you cannot reach, you have no access to. God will make a way for you to have access to it, because God's raised you up for a purpose. And if that purpose means you have access to these hidden riches, if that purpose means you have access to treasures of darkness, he's going to make a way. He's going to make sure you get to it. Because you're here to accomplish his purposes. Amen? Now, before we dismiss, I want to give us three simple practical things on how to apply the word of the Lord to our lives. Right, so there's one thing to know. God said, move forward. I will make a way. But how do I live it out? Some practical things, some guidance here. The first thing is this. March forward. Step into the plans and purposes of God. So we're not talking about indiscriminately jumping into things. Well, Pastor said, move forward. Everything I say yes to and jump into, please. That's not what we're talking about. There is some direction here. You're moving forward into the plans and purposes of God. Not jumping into everything at random. What is God's plan for your life? God has got purpose for your life. You move forward into that. You march forward into that. So pursue God's plans. Pursue God's purposes. God wants you to do it. He'll make a way for you. You move forward. Get into it. Step into it. The plans and purposes of God. But as you do, blend the spiritual and the practical. Blend the spiritual and the practical. There's a beautiful example in the Old Testament. The book of Numbers records for us the journey of God's people having come out of Egypt as they were journeying into the land of promise. In Numbers chapter 9, we have this beautiful illustration. I encourage you to go home and read this. Where God is leading his people to the pillar of cloud by day and the fire by night. And the Bible tells us so explicitly that the people only moved when the cloud moved. They journeyed looking at the cloud and the fire. When the cloud stayed, whether it was for a day, for a month, or even for a year, they just stayed right there. And the cloud moved, whatever time of day the cloud began to move, they uprooted and they moved. And this was supernatural. This was God leading his people by the cloud and the fire. And we can use this as an illustration for New Testament believers that we are led by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. You get in the next chapter, Numbers chapter 10, the first 10 verses, God introduces one more way of leading the people, the use of the trumpets. He tells Moses and also the priests, he says, you blow the trumpets to assemble the people and to get them moving. So again, a second divine way of leading and guiding his people. Not only did they have the cloud and the fire, but now they also had the sound of the trumpets. And very interestingly, in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, the Bible looks back at this, the Apostle Paul looks back at this in verses 6 through 8, and he uses the trumpet as an analogy. He draws that as an illustration. He says, if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle? He's drawing from Numbers 10, where the trumpet was used to mobilize the people to move forward, get into battle, and so on and so forth. So we can say that the trumpet is an illustration of God speaking prophetically, God ministering to us. So listen, God's people had the supernatural. They had the cloud and the fire. They had the sound of the trumpet. And yet in that same chapter, in Numbers 10, there's another additional aspect. Moses goes to his brother-in-law, Hobab. And he says, Hobab, you are familiar with this terrain. You understand this country, this terrain, this wilderness that we have to journey through. It's very interesting. In Numbers 10 and in verse 31, he says, Hobab, I want you to be our guide. I want you to be like our eyes, so that you can tell us where we should and how we should pitch our tents, how we should journey through. I found that very interesting. Moses, you've got God giving you cloud and fire. You've got God inspiring you to blow the trumpet. And yet, you've added a person to be your guide. And you don't find God getting angry with Moses in doing that? Are you getting the point? So there was a spiritual, which was the cloud and the fire and the blowing of the trumpets. And yet there was the practical. Hobab, we need you. You understand this terrain. You know what this ground is like. You know what this wilderness is like. You tell us how to make this journey. We're following the cloud. We're following the fire. But Hobab, you know what's happening on the ground. And we need you. Are you understand? So yes, we are led by the Spirit. Yes, we receive, listen to the word of God. Yes, we receive the prophetic word. But get some practical understanding of the terrain that God wants you to take, that God wants you to walk through. Do some learning. Do some studying. Do some research. Work hard. Because without understanding what's at the ground level, just by looking at the cloud, you might end up in a ditch somewhere. You start following the cloud, yes, but you're walking on the ground. You two are not floating in the cloud. Yes, I'm following the fire, but you need to understand where to put your next step. And you need people who can help you, who can teach you where and how to do that. So as you and I march forward into the plans and purposes of God, very important, blend the spiritual and the practical. We have a little book up there. It's called Being Spiritually Minded and Earthly Wise. You're spiritually minded. You want to hear from heaven, but you got to be earthly wise. Have you understand? The second thing of how we apply the word, march forward, number two, march forward. Push against the barriers that hinder you. Push against the barriers that hinder you. You see, not every closed door is a no. Not every closed door is from God. Sometimes you've got to push those doors open. And we need to understand when to do that. So, you know, the wrong idea that many of us have is, oh, there's a door that's closed. Maybe God is saying no. No, maybe God is saying, let's open it together. So just because you are marching forward and you're pursuing the plans and purposes of God and you face a closed door, you face some opposition, you face some hindrance, you see a mountain, you see the valley coming up ahead of you, or you see the way that's being a little crooked, it's being a little rough, don't think God is saying, don't move forward. God is saying, march forward. Let's believe for the mountain to move, for the iron doors to be opened, for the valleys to be lifted up, for the crooked places to be made straight, and the rough places to be made smooth. Keep marching forward. Again, when you look at how Moses and Joshua led the people of God into the land of promise, it wasn't that there were no giants to fight, or no cities to conquer, or battles that they had to engage in, just because God said, I'm giving you this land. So, as you march forward and push against barriers that hinder you, get God's strategies to advance. Listen to God. Lord, how do I advance? I'm facing some challenges here. How do I conquer this? So get God's strategies. There were times God told Moses, don't engage with this king. Just tell him, all I want to do is just pass through your land. I will not touch anything. I just want to pass through your land. Strategy. Follow what God is saying. There are some battles that you don't need to fight. Just leave it alone. Stay focused. Are you listening? So get God's strategies. Even when you face barriers that hinder you, get God's strategies to advance. And secondly, be strategic. You and I are familiar with what happens in Numbers 13. You know, they come close to the land of promise, and God says, Moses, I want you to do something. Choose 12 leaders, send them into the land of promise, and for 40 days, let them spy out the land. Let them, you know, survey the land. Let them get an understanding of the land, the people, the cities, and the fruit. Study it before you get in there. I wonder, why would God want his people to do this? I mean, why not just say, come on, get in. We'll figure it out later. No, send some spies. Survey the land for 40 days, meaning do a thorough job. He didn't say for 4 hours or 4 days, 40 days. Survey the land. Get an understanding of the people that are there, the cities that are there, the fruit of the land, the terrain of the land. Get an understanding of that. Obviously, they're going to do something with that information that they bring back. So, you do your homework. You survey the land. Whatever God wants you to press into, whatever God wants you to move forward, you study, you survey, you get an understanding. Be strategic as you move forward. Are we all on this together? The last point, number three. Practical thing. Is march forward. Don't turn back. Don't retreat. Don't accept defeat. See, in this journey, you and I may face some setbacks, some delays, some detours. Things may not happen as quickly as you wanted them to. But you and I must remain absolutely committed, resolute, tenacious. We are marching forward. And I refuse to turn back. I refuse to retreat. I will not accept defeat. So when you and I, when we face a setback, what must we do? Take some time to reflect. Relearn. Reorganize. And retry. Get back on your feet. Learn what you need to learn. Get yourself back together. And go after it again. Don't give up. Of course, with divine wisdom, with God showing you and me what to do. You know, we will make mistakes along the way. But we must not give up. We learn from our mistakes. We reorganize ourselves. And we move forward. Expect God's supernatural favor and orchestration. Don't turn back. Don't retreat. Don't accept defeat. But instead, you expect God's supernatural favor and orchestration. Worship team, please come. I want to close with this verse. Revelation 3 and verse 8. Revelation 3 verse 8. And God is speaking to the church in Philadelphia. He says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, but yet you've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. In themselves, yeah, they had little strength. But God said, I have set before you an open door, and nobody can shut it. And God says, move forward, I will make a way. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody can stop you. When God opens the door, nobody can shut it. It's not about your strength. God knows your strength is little. He knows it. But all he asks of us is, you keep my word. You keep my word. Don't deny my name. Don't deny that. Keep my word. Amen. So the word we're going to carry in our hearts for 2026. March forward. The Lord will make a way. Amen. March forward. The Lord will make a way. In the next few moments before we close, I want you to pray. Like we said, each one of us are in a different stage in life. Different thing in front of us. What is it that you feel God leading you to march into? What is it that you want to pray about? God, in 2026, I'm going to march forward into this, because this is where I am in life. This is what I need to do next. This is part of your plan. This is part of your purpose for me. I'm going to march forward. And I'm trusting that the Lord will make a way. Amen? We're going to take a few moments just to pray. And then I would request us to stand. So let's just remain seated for a few minutes. It's a time for you to pray. What is it that you feel God is telling you? This is part of my plan, my purpose. I want you to march forward into this. Take that step or steps that you need to take. And just tell the Lord, Lord, I believe you will make a way. I believe when you open a door, no man, no devil can shut it. I will combine the spiritual and the practical. Give me the wisdom I need. Give me the strategies I need. Give me the understanding I need. And I expect, God, your favor, your divine orchestration in my life. Make this a moment of consecration between you and God, saying, God, in 2026, I will march forward into your plans, into your purposes. I will do it. And I'm expecting you to make a way. Amen? Are you all ready? Let's say it together. March forward. The Lord will make a way. Let's say it again. I will march forward. The Lord will make a way. No turning back. No retreat. No defeat. I will march forward. The Lord will make a way. Amen. Father, we thank you for the release of your word upon us as individuals and as a congregation. And Father, thank you that you watch over your word to perform it in each of our lives. And in the name of Jesus, I speak over each of us in our lives, in our situations, our circumstances, that we will move forward, we will march forward, and the God of heaven, he makes a way for us. We declare that every mountain will be made low, every valley will be lifted high, that the crooked places will be made straight, the rough places will be made smooth. That the iron doors will be opened, that God will move upon kings, upon nations on our behalf. That we will possess what he has intended for us to possess. That we will take a hold of the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. We will take a hold of those things. I declare that God, who sets before us an open door, no man and no devil can shut it. And Father, we pray and declare divine favor and supernatural orchestration in each of our lives, that you make the impossible possible. That what man says cannot be done, you make it happen. What is unimaginable, you cause it to be in each of our lives. And we will walk into it saying, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And so let it be, God, for each one of us, as we journey forward this year. Thank you for making the way in advance. Thank you for opening up the doors. Thank you for doing this in each of our lives. We thank you in advance for your goodness in our lives. We thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit continue with each of us always. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.